We talked a little bit in memory about the wolves of forget and remember, and that they are really just two sides of the coin in aid to memory. And like most duality, duality, the sides of duality, so to speak, are no farther away from each other than two sides of a coin or the front and back of your hand. Soul and spirit are similar to that. One way to look at them is also as the yin-yang symbol, that spirit is the white portion, the light, the fire, the yang energy, and soul is the dark, the yin, the great mystery. Also, the soul is aligned with the wolf, and spirit, the eagle. You know, fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. And there is a saying about, a dark soul or dark night of the soul, as though soul would emerge from that somehow, as though soul would be something other than dark. Often soul is your shadow, that part of yourself you are really not familiar with, and certainly that must sound familiar to many people. We hear the term soul and soul food and soul train, but we don't really understand what the soul is, and certainly many are confused between what is the difference between soul and spirit. And I suppose there's a difference between the light and the dark, but you can see one is also the other. And so they are the same. And yet they have their own purpose, their own function. And it is said that when you are in a hard time, to let your soul enter the room. And one of the reasons that many people would rather play the game or stay in the commonness, normalness of whatever situation they're in, rather than either, you know, take a stand or attempt to evolve that opportunity, is the fear of the soul being dark and unknown. What will the soul do if you let the soul in the room? My goodness, this dark character creeping around that you don't really know, this aspect of yourself that you cannot know because it is the mystery. So when we say, let your soul into the room, let the great mystery in, let the great mystery take it on. And in this, you must sit in the unknown and just watch. And maybe you'll be called upon to say something or do something, but it will come with that yin energy. Not the slashing about, fire-breathing dragon, yang energy, but more like the donkey, probably, or certainly a wolf. The wolf is very mysterious, but always gets the job done. So not to be afraid of your soul and to let the soul into the room, especially when you are feeling crowded, the crowded house. And the soul may just burn that house down, burning down the house. You have no way of knowing. And again, this is where faith comes in. Having faith in the great unknown, the great mystery. You are in a situation that could use some fine-tuning, let us say, inappropriate kind of language or behavior, and you know better. You know we can do better than this. You know this normalcy, bantering, teasing, sarcasm, etc., that we can do better than that as humans. So it is about staying human in the situation and not being a crusader or, be the shaman and try and change everything in the room. That's not what a shaman's job is. A shaman's job actually is many things, but also our credo is to stay human. And because it is really there that the... You are an invitation to the spirit world to come and act on our behalf, on humanity's behalf for the greater good. So we talk about this in the course of Changing Mind and in some of these sessions of the warrior being a peaceful warrior is when you see an injustice, is to simply witness it. This is the power of the witness. We do talk about that in the witness session. And rather than, again, trying to be the savior, you know, apparently we're all Christ, but we needn't throw ourselves into the fire all the time, is to sit back and be the witness. And you become a channel or a conduit to what we might call Akasha or the source or great mystery. And then you become an invitation for that energy, which is, you know, forces beyond us, literally and figuratively, that are, you know, much more capable of taking on the situation than, you know, a single-handed human or even a group, you know, of protesters or something. So to be that conduit and just step back while being engaged, you are actively witnessing. And so the passive or peaceful, I think, is a better word, because we can get into passive aggressive and all sorts of silly things there, but remaining the peaceful warrior. So again, it's two sides of the coin, the duality meeting. You can be a peaceful warrior by inviting the soul into the room, inviting great mystery to take it on, and being present to what is happening, and not taking it personally. And doing your best. Just doing your best. Whatever that best is. And this feeds your soul. It gives your soul purpose. Allows the soul to bring its gift to the world. And so are you bringing your gift to the world, the gift that you have of a soul. So when we hear about it's time to, you know, bring your gift to the world, it's not necessarily starting a new program or writing a book or artwork or some kind of course even. You know, when we do these things, they're just things that we do, but the real gift is to have a relationship with Great Spirit and the Great Mystery. So other words for Great Spirit is Spirit. For some reason that one uses the same name. And the Great Mystery, which is Soul. And it is dark. And it is unknown and moves in mysterious ways. So fear not the wolf, Little Red Riding Hood. Fear not the wolf, let the wolf in. Know that you are the wolf. And you are the eagle, and you are the worm, and you are the robin, and you are the butterfly, and you are the caterpillar, and, which is DNA spelled backwards. The myth of DNA unraveled in the simplicity of the word and. Be both. See both ways. This is the place of the adult on the medicine wheel, to see both ways. You can see this, and you can see that. You are one with success and one with failure. You are one with joy and one with sadness. You are one with remembering and one with forgetting. You are one. And a two and a three and a